Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds to fill in as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Corey, can you please give us the scores?
Yes. Roy Blunt is in the lead with 3 points. Mo and Amy are tied with 2 apiece.
Okay. We have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go second. Mo, you are up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Remember, Mo, lightning now. Lightning.
I know, I know.
Blank announced that in 2 years he will no longer take up his day-to-day responsibilities at Microsoft.
Bill Gates.
Right. The first named storm of the hurricane season, blank, did little more than drench much of the East Coast.
Alberto.
Right. The Supreme Court ruled this week that police with a warrant no longer have to blank before entering a residence.
Knock.
Right. Or announce themselves. Members of the royal family joined more than 2,000 people at London's St. Paul's Cathedral to celebrate blank's 80th birthday.
The Queen.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth. Police in Mississippi have arrested a man suspected of robbing a bank while blank.
Robbing a bank while, naked?
No, while dressed as a mummy. The American Medical Association is pushing for new labels that would warn about a food's high blank content.
Cholesterol?
No, salt. Jersey Boys and the History Boys were the big winners of this year's Blank Awards.
The Antoinette Perry Awards.
Oh, you're so artsy. Yes, the Tony Awards.
You don't get extra credit for that.
Last week, the Department of Homeland Security allowed a man to enter its headquarters with a fake Mexican ID that listed his address as blank.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
No. 123 Fraud Boulevard. Former New York City police officer Bruce DeSalle has been using his fake Mexican ID successfully for years, but he said he never expected to get away with it at the Department of Homeland Security. Not only did the Fraud Boulevard address fail to raise any red flags, but guards also failed to notice that DeSalle's listed birthplace was Tijuana, British Columbia.
I thought it was uno, dos, tres, Fraud Boulevard.
Corey, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 right for 10 more points, and that gives him 12 points and the lead.
Well, thank you.
All right. All right, Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Congressman Blank reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to a charge of driving under the influence of prescription drugs.
Kennedy.
Right, Patrick Kennedy. U.S. forces launched an offensive in southern Afghanistan against members of the blank.
Al-Qaeda.
No, Taliban.
Taliban.
The number of American dead in blank this week reached 2,500.
Iraq.
Right. The Institute of Medicine released reports that said that overcrowding and understaffing have left the nation's blanks in crisis.
Hospitals.
Not quite. Emergency rooms. A 440-pound German man was grateful for his girth after blank.
He got a sausage. No, that's not right. Girth and... jail cell, no.
No, after a car ran over him and he was hardly injured.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
After announcing yet another delay for its super jumbo A380 jet, stock in blank plummeted.
Boeing?
No, Airbus, the other one. Although he suffered a mild heart attack last Sunday, comedian Blank said he still plans to host his annual muscular dystrophy telethon.
Jerry Lewis.
Right. While paying for her purchases at a Victoria's Secret store, pop star and mom, Britney Spears, knelt in front of the cash register and blanked.
And prayed to the goddess of brassieres.
No. I thought she was the goddess of brassieres.
Oh,
no.
Right.
She changed her infant son's diaper.
Oh, right.
Aw. Ma Spears was shopping for pink thongs when the scent of Sean Preston's nappy overwhelmed her. She had no choice to lay him down and clean him up. Apparently, Britt tried to hand the store clerk the dirty diaper.
No.
The clerk said, no, thank you.
But I think it's on eBay.
Well, that's just it. Thank God. You know it would be there if she had accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bit of a debate round the Wait's, you know, staff control room over whether this was funny or not, because I'm a parent of small children. I have changed diapers, and sometimes when they have to have gone, they have to have gone, if you follow my
I think reasoning. That, in fact, is Victoria's secret.
That is their secret, right.
Everybody has to go. So
we've all been wondering what Victoria's secret was, but that's it.
Corey, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy got 3 more right for a total of 6.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Her whole total is 8, leaving Mo still in the lead.
All right. So how many then does Roy need to win?
He needs to get 5 right.
Whoa, baby. Yeah. You can do it, Roy. Here we go.
We can do it.
This is for the honor of people with accents. So yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives launched a heated debate over blank on Thursday.
The war in Iraq.
Right. In the Palestinian territories, the power struggle intensified between al-Fatah and blank.
Hamas.
Right. The jury in the first trial linked to lobbyist blank went into deliberations this week.
Jack Aronoff. What's his name?
Close enough. Abramoff. President Bush decided to create the world's largest marine reserve in blank after he saw a movie about the place.
Iwo Jima.
No, Hawaii.
Ah.
An Arizona couple was arrested.
Oh, we're that kind of marine. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. An Arizona couple was arrested for rewarding their son's good behavior with blank.
With pot.
Right. 2 days after he was injured in a motorcycle accident, Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the blanks, was released from the hospital.
What's
quarterback for the blank. The
for
team.
The Steelers.
Yes,
Steelers.
Of course. The latest fashion craze is the T-shirt worn by blank's newborn on the cover of People magazine.
Brangelina.
Brangelina, yes. When Alabama sheriff's candidate Ronald Blankenship was confronted with extensive evidence of his own criminal past, he denied he did anything wrong by saying blank.
I don't remember.
He said, do you know how many Ronald Blankenships there are? Now, to be fair to him, it is possible that there is more than one Ronald Wayne Blankenship, who happens to be married to a woman named Judy Ruth Green Stonecipher Blankenship, and was born in the same day, and also happens to work in shoe repair, and they might even look alike as the candidate and his mysterious doppelganger do, according to witnesses. But candidate Blankenship explains it this way, all Blankenships get to looking alike. Yeah. Corey, did Roy do well enough to win?
Yes, he did. Roy needed 5 to win. He got 6.
Ooh.
With a total of 15 points. He's this week's champion.
Congratulations.
No big thing.
I didn't,
right.
Because we're in Kansas City. We're
don't,
just not going to let it go to our heads.
Off.
No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
It's
no.
Not the way.